think so.
Think so, Iago?
What, to kiss in private?
An unauthorized kiss?
Or to be naked with her friend in bed an hour or more, not meaning any harm?
Naked in bed, Iago, and not mean harm? It is hypocrisy against the devil. They that mean virtuously and yet do so, the devil their virtue tempts, and they tempt heaven.
If they do nothing, 'tis a venial slip. But if I give my wife a handkerchief...
What then?
Why, then 'tis hers, my lord, and being hers, she may, I think, bestow it on any man.
She's protectress of her honor, too. May she give that?
Her honor is an essence that's not seen. They have it very oft that have it not. But for the handkerchief...
By heaven, I would most gladly have forgot it. Thou saidst... Oh, it comes o'er my memory as doth the raven o'er the infected house, boding to all. He had my handkerchief.
Aye. What of that?
That's not so good now.
What if I had said I had seen him do you wrong, or heard him say, as knaves be such abroad, who having by their own importunate suit or voluntary dotage of some mistress convinced or supplied them, cannot choose but they must blast.
Hath he said anything?
He hath, my lord. But be you well assured, no more than he'll unswear.
What hath he said?
Faith that he did. I know not what he did.
What? What?
Lie.
With her?
With her, on her, what you will.
Lie with her. Lie on her. We say lie on her when they belie her. Lie with her. Zoom, that's fulsome. Handkerchief. Confessions. Handkerchief. To confess and be hanged for his labor. First to be hanged and then to confess. I tremble at it. Nature would not invest herself in such shadowing passion without some instruction. It is not words that shake me thus. Noses, ears, lips. It's possible. Confess. Handkerchief. Ah! The devil.
Work on. My medicine works. Credulous fools are taught. And many worthy and chaste dames in thus all guiltlessly reproach. Waddle! Waddle! My lord, I say. Othello! How now, Cassio?
What's the matter?
My lord has fallen into an epilepsy. This is his second fit. He had one yesterday.
Rub him about the temples.
No, forbear. Let him have his quiet course. If not, he foams at mouth and by breaks out to savage madness. Look, he stirs. Do you withdraw yourself a little while? He will recover straight. When he has gone, I would on great occasion speak with you. How is it, General? Have you not hurt your head?
Dost thou mock me?
I mock you not, by heaven. Would you obey your fortune like a man?
A horned man's a monster and a beast.
There's many a beast, then, in a populous city, and many a civil monster.
Did he confess it?
Would sir be a man? Think every bearded fellow that's but yoked may draw with you. There's millions now alive that nightly lie in those improper beds which they dare swear peculiar. Your case is better. Oh, 'tis the spite of hell, the fiend's arch mock, to lip a wanton in a secure couch and to suppose her chaste. No, let me know, and knowing what I am, I know what she should be.
Oh, thou art wise, Jesus.
Stand you a while apart. Confine yourself but in a patient list. As you were here, overwhelmed with your grief, a passion most unsuiting such. Cassio came hither. I shifted him away and laid good excuses upon your ecstasy. Bade him anon return and here speak with me, the which he promised. Do but encave yourself and mark the fleers, the gibes, and notable scorns that dwell in every region of his face. For I will make him tell the tale anew, where, how oft, how long ago, and when he hath, and is again to cope your wife. I say, but mark his gesture. Marry, patience, or I shall say you're all in spleen, and nothing of a man.
Dost thou hear, Iago? I will be found most cunning in my patience. But dost thou hear? Most bloody.
That's not amiss, but yet keep time in all. Will you withdraw? Now will I question Cassio of Bianca, a hussy that by selling her desires buys herself bread and cloth. It is a creature that dotes on Cassio, as 'tis the strumpet's plague to beguile many and be beguiled by one. He, when he hears of her, cannot restrain from the excess of laughter.
here he comes. As he shall smile, fellow shall go mad. And his unbookish jealousy must conserve poor Cassio's smiles, gestures, and light behaviors quite in the wrong. How do you, Lieutenant?
The worse, sir, then you give me the additional.
Why? I, Desdemona, well, and you are sure on it. This you lay the anchors down. How quickly you speak.
Alas, poor me.
Look how he laughs already.
I never knew a woman love man. Oh, alas, poor rogue. I think he faith. She loves me.
Now he denies it faintly and laughs it out. Now he importunes him to tell it all. Go to. Well said, well said.
Well said. Do you intend this?
Do ye triumph, Roman? Do you triumph?
Aye, marry, what a customer. My pretty bear some charity to my wife. Do not think it so unwholesome.
So, they laugh that wins. Have you scored me? Well.
This is the monkey's own giving out. She is persuaded I will marry her out of her own love. Not out of my promise.
Iago beckons me. Now he begins the story.
She was near you now. She haunts me in every place. I was the other day talking on the spot with certain Venetian. And thither comes the ball. By this hand she falls me thus about my neck.
Ah, crying, oh dear Cassio, as to her. His gesture imports it.
So hangs, and lows, and weeps upon me.
Now he tells how she plucked him to my chamber. Oh, I see that nose of yours, but not the dog that I shall throw it to.
Well, I must leave her company before me. Look where she now got to such a village. Married a funeral. What do you mean by this haunting of me?
Let the devil and his dam haunt you. What did you mean by that same handkerchief you gave me even now? I was a fine fool to take it. I must take up the work. Unlikely piece of work that you should find it in your chamber and know not who left it there. This is some minx's stolen, and I must take out the work. There, give it your hobby horse, whatsoever you had it. I'll take up the work out.
By heaven, that should be my handkerchief.
Did you perceive how he laughed at his vice?
Oh, Iago.
And did you see the handkerchief?
Was that mine?
Yours, by this hand. And to see how he prizes the foolish woman, your wife. She gave it him, and he hath given it his whore.
I would have him 9 years of killing. A fine woman, a fair woman, a sweet woman.
Nay, you must forget that.
I let her rot and perish and be damned tonight, for she shall not live. No. My heart is turned to stone. I strike it and it hurts my hand. Oh, the world hath not a sweeter creature. She might lie by an emperor's side and command him tusks.
Nay, that's not your way.
Hang her, I do but say what she is. So delicate with her needle, an admirable musician. Oh, she will sing the savageness out of a bear. Of so high and plenteous wit and invention.
She's the worse for all this.
Oh, a thousand times. And then be of so gentle a condition.
Aye, too gentle.
Nay, that's certain. But yet, the pity of it, Iago. Oh, Iago. The pity of it, Iago.
If you are so fond of her iniquity, give her patent to offend, for if it touch not you, it comes near nobody.
I will chop her into messes. Cuckold me.
Oh, 'tis foul.
With
her.
Mine officer?
That's fouler.
Get me some poison, Iago, this night. I'll not expostulate with her, lest her body and beauty unprovide my mind again. This night, Iago.
Do it not with poison. Strangle her in her bed, even the bed she hath contaminated.
Good. The justice of it pleases. Very good.
And for Cassio, let me be his undertaker. You shall hear more by midnight.
Excellent, good. What trumpet is that, Jane?
I ordered something from Venice. 'Tis Lodovico. This comes from the Duke. See, your wife's with him.
God save you, worthy general.
With all my heart, sir.
The Duke and the senators of Venice greet you.
I kiss the instrument of their pleasures.
And what's the news, good cousin Lodovico?
I am very glad to see you, signor. Welcome to Cyprus.
I thank you. How does Lieutenant Cassio
live, sir?
Cousin, there's fallen between him and my lord an unkind breach, but you shall make all well.
Are you sure of that?
My lord?
He did not call. He's busy in the paper. Is there division twixt my lord and Cassio?
A most unhappy one. I would do much to atone them for the love I bear to Cassio.
Fire and brimstone!
My lord?
Are you wise?
What? Is he angry?
Maybe the letter moved him, for as I think, they do command him home, deputing Cassio in his government.
Oh, by my troth, I'm glad on't.
Indeed!
My lord?
I'm glad to see you mad.
Why, sweet Othello!
Devil.
Oh, I have not deserved this.
My lord, this would not be believed in Venice, though I should swear I saw it. 'Tis very much. Make her amends. She weeps.
Oh, devil, devil. If that the earth could teem with women's tears, each drop she falls would prove a crocodile. Out of my sight!
I will not stay to offend you.
Truly obedient lady. I do beseech your lordship, call her back.
Mistress!
My lord?
What would you with her, sir?
Who, I, my lord?
Ah, you did wish that I would make her turn. Sir, she can turn and turn and yet go on and turn again. And she can weep, sir, weep. And she's obedient, as you say, obedient. Very obedient. Proceed you in your tears. Concerning this, sir, oh, well-painted passion, I am commanded home. Get your way, I'll send for you anon. Sir, I obey the mandate and will return to Venice. Hence, avant! Cassio shall have my place. And, sir, tonight I do entreat that we may sup together. You are welcome, sir, to Cyprus, goats and monkeys!
Is this the noble Moor whom our full Senate call all in all sufficient? Is this the nature whom passion could not shake? Whose solid virtue the shot of accident nor dart of chance could neither graze nor pierce?
He is much changed.
Are his wits safe? Is he not light of brain?
Is that he is, I may not breathe my censure what he might be. If what he might, he is not, I would to heaven he were.
What? Strike his wife!
Faith, that was not so well. Yet would I knew that stroke would prove the worst.
Is it his use? Or did the letters work upon his blood and new create his fault?
Alas, alas. It is not honesty in me to speak what I have seen and known. You shall observe him, and his own courses will denote him so that I may save my speech. Do but go after and mark how he continues.
I am sorry that I am deceived in him.